The Two Brothers by Alexander Dumas. Copyright 2014 by Bahar Books. Chapter 11. The innkeeper was completely astonished, but his astonishment doubled when he heard the hunter add, "I have the king's bread. That is all well and good, but now I wish to have the king's roast beef."
"Ah, I would certainly like to see that," said the innkeeper, "only I will no longer bet."
Gottlieb called his fox and said, "My dear little fox, go quickly and bring back a bit of the roast beef that the king intends to eat." Mr. Fox wished to outshine his friend the rabbit. He dashed out the road and slipped down the back street so craftily that not one dog saw him. As the rabbit had done, he entered the palace, and as the rabbit had also done, he hid beneath the chair of the king's daughter and scratched her foot. She leaned over and looked. Between the legs of the chair, the fox stuck out his paw with the sapphire ring given him by the princess. Immediately, the princess carried him into her room, where, as soon as she entered, she asked, "My dear fox, what do you wish of me?"
"My master," said the fox, "he who defeated the dragon, is here, and sent me to humbly request that you give me some of the king's roast beef."
She called for the royal cook and ordered him to put the fox and a piece of the king's roast beef in a basket and carry them both to the inn. These orders were punctually executed. There, the fox took the plate from the hands of the royal cook and, chasing away the flies with his tail, carried it to Gottlieb.
"Well, well, my host," said the hunter, "here are the bread and the roast beef. Now I'm going to send for some of the king's vegetables."
Calling then the wolf, he said, "My good little wolf, go quickly to the palace and bring back to me some of the vegetables that the king intends to eat." The wolf ran straight to the palace because he had no fear of being attacked. He went to the princess's room and, pulling on her dress, caused her to turn around. She recognized his pearl bracelet and stroked his head. Since she was alone, she said, "My dear little wolf, what is it that you wish?"
"My master," answered the wolf, "he who defeated the dragon has requested that I ask you for some of the king's vegetables."
She once again called for the royal cook and commanded him to take some of the king's vegetables to the inn. The cook set off, followed by the wolf like a pet dog. At the door of the inn, he gave the plate to the wolf, who carried it to his master.
"You see, my dear host," said Gottlieb, "we have here already the king's bread, the king's roast beef, and the king's vegetables. But my dinner would be incomplete if I did not get the king's dessert." And calling to his bear, "My little bear," said he, "so well acquainted are you with honey, chocolate, and cake, go to the palace and bring back some of the best desserts that the king intends to eat." The bear sauntered out, hiding even less than the wolf, for far from being nervous about being seen, he made everyone else flee as he passed. In front of the palace door, the guard, crossing his bayonet in front of him, refused to allow the bear to enter. Then, since the bear kept insisting and growling, the guard called the rest of the company. But the bear stood up on his hind feet and distributed so many vigorous punches with his right and his left that all the soldiers were sent rolling head over heels to the ground. The bear then strode calmly into the palace. Seeing the princess, he sat behind her and very gently growled. Hearing his growls, she turned around and, having heard those growls before, recognized the bear by his diamond earrings. She led him into her room and said, "My dear little bear, what do you wish of me?" "My master," said the bear, "he who defeated the dragon and sent me here to beg you to give me some desserts from the table of the king."
She called for the royal confectioner and ordered him to carry a plate covered with desserts from the table of the king to the door of the inn. Arriving there, the bear commenced with the tip of his tongue to gather up all the bonbons that had accidentally fallen to the ground and, standing up, took the platter and carried it to his master.
"Aha, Mr. Innkeeper," said Gottlieb, "the delicacies have arrived. I have thus the bread, the roast beef, the vegetables, and the dessert from the table of the king. Now I should have some of the king's wine, because I would not know how to eat all these good things without something to drink."